By the way, somebody told me tonight that Rav Moshe was very, very not for. So I got Musar on two things tonight. I'm not going to tell you where I got Musar from. But one of the things I got Musar from is like this. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me Musar, you're saying? Got it, fine. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I had it in my head. No, it's a very good question. No, thank you for reminding me. I should have gotten back to you already. I have a ha'ara. I have. Okay. So. So the one thing of Muslim tonight was that I bought Mike and Ike's. And Mike and Ike's had confectioner glaze. And according to Rabbi Eliashiv, it's treif tarfus mamish. Because it's from the lac beetle. And Rabbi Moshe disagrees. But Rabbi Eliashiv holds that mamish is a metam to delay. It makes you dumb. It makes you dumb, you're learning. Stuffs off your brain. And then you can't learn a Jewish word to save your soul. So that's one thing. So I would put on a guilt trip. I don't feel too guilty, by the way. But okay, that's number one. The second thing was that Ramesha was very... This is what I heard. This is what I have to verify. Ramesha was very against Chasna's after Lag B'Omer. Yeah, because I think he held... I know he held. I know Rav David held that the Iker half is the second half. So what I my counter to that individual was, and this is something that I hold true by, every chumrah has a kula. You're machmer in one thing, you're going to be mekel in something else. Don't think being machmer in something is so like this. Somebody's machmer, your kid can't watch any sports. It's machmer. I don't want my kids to watch sports. But for the question that watching sports where every any dumb square pants situation, which one do you think are going to say is better? So you're going to be machmer in this. You have to understand. Something's going to come out somewhere. You have a chas and a kala. They get engaged before Pesach. How many extra months is that? That's a 2 extra months you're making them wait till they get married. Not pushing off the mitzvah. I'm not talking about that. So I'm just saying, at the end of the day, but what I was told was that it never was done. Is it true 20 years ago? Lenny, you remember. 20 years ago, is it true that there was never, ever any after Lag B'Omer till Shavuot, there was never chasnas? Is that true? I wonder if that's true. I don't know. This is what I was told. You got my flashback. Okay, I'm just saying, but yeah, okay. So what's the shiloh over here? Okay, so what's the lumdus? The lumdus goes like this. We're going to start off without saying the Iker Shaila, because the Iker Shaila is going to come up. I have over here the notes. It's Kedai to look inside. It's easy enough this time to follow along. It's worthwhile. We're going to start with the Gemara like this. The topic is going to be the topic of the lumdus of Teich Gedei Dibor. The lumdus of Teich Gedei Dibor. So we said about, in the beginning, a few years ago, we spoke about this a little bit. Let's bring it out in with a knetch. So the Gemara said like this. Seltzer shkoyach. Amir shaklon. Magrisham lohar. Page 1. Pshita. Hecha dekoy denoket. Dekon noket kis kasa dechamra bide. Somebody's holding a cup of wine in his hands. He's holding a cup of wine in his hand. He's holding a cup of wine in his hands. Because over the shekhar, he thinks it's beer. You're holding a cup of wine in your hands and you think it's beer. What bracha should you make on wine? What bracha should you make on beer? Shackle. But you think it's beer. So you say, Baruchat Hashem. This is the way Rashi learns the sugya. And you're thinking that it's shahakel. Uposach mevaruchat daita the shekhar. And you started with the mindset for beer. But then you end with wine. So the Gemara says, Yotze. Your Yotze. Why? The Inam Amar Shakuni Bedvora Yotze. You're going to be Yotze. You held a cup of wine. You thought it was beer. You say, Baruch Hashem. You think it's beer. So you're saying, in mind that you're saying a shakel, but you're like, hey, wait, what am I doing? It's wine. You must have been really drunk. You say, what do you say? By Priya Governor, you Yaitzer or not Yaitzer? Yaitzer. Why it says the Gemara? Because the Inamiyam Amr Shakal Nibadvara Yatzer. No, because even if his thought process in the beginning of the bracha was on shehakol, shehakol yoyitu a shehakol. You're allowed to make a shehakol on a guffin. It works with the yevet. So therefore, I started off with thinking that what? This cup of beer with wine. And therefore, I started off with this cup of wine was beer. I'm sorry. You had a cup of wine. You thought it was beer. I had in mind shehakol in the beginning. It's fine because even if my thought process, which is very important during the bracha, my thought process was on beer, that's fine. Because even if I said shakal m'nivadvarai, it would be fine. Okay? But what did I do? I said, what did I say? Baruch Ta Hashem l'kinim al-chilam, v'arpriya gafet. While I said Baruch Ta Hashem, I thought what I was holding was beer. It really wasn't beer. Now you're thinking, well, who cares what I thought in Baruch Ta Hashem? The way Rashi learns, the thought process of what you have when you're saying Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam is so powerful to the bracha. Let's see the next case of the Gemara. The next case of the Gemara is the Gemara brings down the Tanan Al Kula Memamar Shakli Bevar Yata. You can say any bracha Shakli Bevar. Next underline Elahecha the Kanaket Kisa the Shechra. No, you're not holding up wine. You're holding beer. And while I'm holding a beer, I think that this, right here, I think that this, whatever he gave me, I think that it's wine. So in my mind, I say, Baruch Atah Hashem, and I have in mind what? Bar Priya Gafen. And what do? I thought it was wine. I started off with the mindset of wine. But then I'm like, wait, what am I doing? This is beer. V'sayim the shechra, and I ended off with beer. My what's the halacha? Basar ikar bracha zina and basar chasim zina. Do we go after the ikar bracha? What is ikar bracha? What's the ikar bracha? Do I go after the ikar bracha or I don't go after the chasima? What does ikar bracha mean? What does ikar bracha mean? Rashi says the beginning, the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Do I go after the Ikar Bracha, which is Baruch Hashem Al Kedem Al Chaylam? And over there, I messed it up because what did I have? Again, what am I holding? What's the second case? I'm holding a cup of beer. While I'm holding a cup of beer, what do I think that cup of beer is? I think Reuven. That cup of beer is, I think in my head, that's
Chapel.
But I'm thinking it's wine. I'm thinking it's wine. So in my Baruch Hashem Al Kedem Al Chaylam, my thought process was messed up, but then I fixed it up and I said Shakal Nivadvarai. Do we go after the Ikra Bracha where I thought Bar Priya Gafen? Or I go after the end where I said Shahakal and therefore I'm fine. Now, who cares if I thought Bar Priya Gafen? So if you take a look at Rashi, Basar Ikra Bracha Azina, Rashi says, listen to the words, the Ikra Bracha Adaita the Yayin Emra, the main part of the Bracha was with the mindset of wine, the have kamoisha saim yayin. We should have underlined that part. It's as if he finished wine. Baruch Hashem Kedem Al Chaylam. He's thinking it's wine. That's the main part of the bracha. It's as if he ended wine. It's as if he ended wine, and therefore, since I was holding my cup of beer, I had in mind Bar Priya Gafen when I said Baruch Hashem Kedem Al Chaylam. If I go after the ikar bracha, it's as if I really finished the bracha with the words Bar Priya Gafen in it. And therefore, I'm not going to be Yaitse. Or we go after the end, and I am Yaitse. That is the Gemara Shiloh. Now, let me ask the Olam a question. This is the Gemara. Do we go after the Iker with Baruch Hashem Kedem Al Chaylam? Or do you go after the end? Again, what's the case? I was holding a cup of what? Beer. I thought it was wine. When I said Baruch Hashem Kedem Al Chaylam, what did I think it was? I thought it was wine. Then I changed my mind to beer. If I go after the main part of the bracha, what is it? It's wine. And the way Rashi is saying, it's as if I finished by Priya Gafen. Or I go after it then. That's the Gemara Shaila. I have a question for you. Let's say I have this cup of beer. I have in mind that it's shahakol. If I go after the ikka bracha, let's say I say a totally wrong bracha at the end, it's fine. I'm giving you another case. This is just for Zavu. Alam, this is Shiloh, okay? If you go, the Gemara is saying you go after the main part of the bracha, that you mess up your bracha. You messed it up because your mindset was Hagafen. So that's the wrong bracha on this. Okay, so I have a question for you. Let's say I have a mind for the shakl. I say, bracha Hashem and Kemechlam, but I pray Hagafen on this. My ikar bracha, in my mindset was shakl. I just messed up in my word at the end. If we go after the ikar bracha, is it going to be messed up? Does that mean that I could even end off with the wrong bracha and it's fine? Do you hear what I'm asking? You don't hear what I'm asking. All right, then. What? Well, the Gemara is having a Shiloh. Do you hear my question, Arya? Should I say it again? You hear the Gemara Shiloh, right? Do you go after the main part of the bracha, which is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam? Or do I go after the end of the bracha? If I go after the main part of the bracha and I'm holding a cup of beer and I think it's wine, so I had a mind when Hagafen, I mess up the whole bracha. Or you go, forget, so it says, or the Gemara says, no, you go after the end, you go after the chasima, and if you go after the chasima, it's going to be fine. I was asking, if you actually go after the ikar bracha, if you go after the main part of the bracha, let's say I actually ended off with the wrong bracha. Let's say I had this in my head. I had in mind Shakalni Vidvari, Bracha Tashem Kenu Mel Chaylam. I have in mind Shakalni Vidvari in my head, and I actually ended up by a Priya Gafen. Are we going to say that if you go after the Ikra Bracha?
You'll be
Yotze if you go after the Ikra Bracha?
No, you go. You'll be Yotze because according to the Ikra.
If you go after the Ikra Bracha, really, I could completely mess up. You really think so?
Could you count? Does it count as a Spear Solomer?
Okay, so let's see. Oh, so that's going to be the Shiloh that's going to come up later. Okay, now. So the Gemara tries to bring a Raya. The Raya that the Gemara is going to bring is relevant, but not so relevant. We'll speak about it a little bit right now outside. In the morning, what do you say? Right? So that's going to be you say Baruch Hashem Yoytzer Ma'iris. You end up with Yoytzer Ma'iris. So the Gemara brings the case. Tanshma Shachris Pasach B'Yoytzer Ar. You start off with Yoytzer Ar. V'Sai B'Marav Aravim. This guy was in the morning back into Ma'iris. So says the Gemara. So in that situation, Lo Yoytzer, you're not going to be Yoytzer. You started off right. You ended off wrong. You're not Yotze. Pasuk by Ma'ir V'Ravim, if I started off with Ma'ir V'Ravim, and Rashi says, what does that mean? What does that mean? In my mindset, it was Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. I was going to say Asher B'Dvari Ma'ir V'Ravim in my mindset. And then, V'Sayim B'Yotze Ar, Yotze Yer Yotze. So again, let's get the case over there.
Fixed it the right way.
Right. But it was in the morning, I started off Yotze Ar, V'Vari Chayshech in my mind, but then I didn't do it in my. I was about to say I end off bad. So then I'm not going to be Yaitse. But if the other way around, I have in mind Marva Ravim. I was about to say Hashem B'Dvarim Marva Ravim. But then I say, no, Yaitse over Chayshech. So the Brisa says, I'm going to be Yaitse. That's what the Gemara brings. And then the Gemara goes the other way around. But I'm just trying to bring out another case where we have the Gemara bring down another case where we have the person is starting off with the wrong mindset and he ends off with the right mindset. Again, what's the case? He starting off Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. In his mind, he's about to say Asher B'Dvarim Ma'ariv HaRavim. Then he realized I'm in the morning. So he says Yaitzeh Ovar Chayshek. The Braisa says he's going to be Yaitzeh. Let's hear it entire one more time. Tashma, Shachris. Over here, it's a case that I was saying. He started off with the mindset to go ahead and say Yaitse Ar, but he actually said Marvaravim. Then loyalty is not going to be Yaitse. But the other way around, Pasuk by Marvaravim. He started off to say Yaitse. In his mind, he was going to say the night Tefillah. And then Vesayim by Yaitse Ar, he ends off with the proper Bracha, Yaitse Ar. Yaitse is going to be Yaitse. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara continues on, and the Gemara is Matzah the Raya. Okay. Now, come along, Tysus. Wait. The Gemara has the same type of case could be when it comes to fruit food. Let's say you're eating a food, one food with another food. Let's say I'm eating a apple and I think it's bread, or I'm eating bread and I think it's an apple. So let's say I'm eating an apple. In my Baruch Atah Hashem, in my mind, I'm about to say, Hamatzi lechem min ha'aretz, and then I say, Pari Priya Eitz. Or the other way around. I'm holding bread, and I'm about, Baruch Atah Hashem, about to say, Pari Priya Eitz. Then I say, Hamatzi lechem min ha'aretz. Just this week, I bought the, you know, the bread that costs $100 a thing? The Ezekiel bread. You know, if you take a, what? No, it's not. This is very expensive. It's sprouted grains. First of all, they call it like a very fancy bread. If you look at Yecheskel, it was a very poor echi bread that wasn't ground well. That's what the bread. Yes. But that they made bread that's sprouted, but it's not ground. They don't grind it. It's sprouted grains. It's different. So really, if you look at the straight halacha, it's really hadama or mezainis. But oh, you said the tamaitzi. Just it's not regular ground. Yeah. Okay. Now, come along, Tysus, and we don't come out with a conclusion to this shaila. So Tysus, lav lasu yinahama, upirish Rav Alphus, who's Rav Alphus? The Rif. He says, hashtadla ipshita, now ba'ayin, we don't have this resolution to the shaila, azlina lakula. We go lakula. We go, we're lenient. Va'afila pasu b'chamra, v'sayim b'shechra yatsa. If I start off with a mindset for beer, a mindset for wine, I have a mind, I think it's wine, I'm going to be yaitu. The Gemara is shayla, I'm going to be yaitu. That's what the Rif says. It's not, I didn't fix anything. It was all in the mind. I fixed it at the end of the bracha. The Gemara had the shayla. The Gemara doesn't say anything about tochkedei dibur over here.
Right,
but the Gemara holds that, as Rashi says, the first part of the bracha is the main part of the bracha. It's Ikar bracha, and the thought process in the first part of the bracha, the Gemara has a tzad, which the Gemara doesn't resolve, that that's more important than the end. And if you start off with the wrong thought process, it's as if I finished it off with the wrong bracha. Even if I said the right bracha. That's the word of the Rashi. Rashi says, if I go baser ikar bracha, Rashi says, the ikar bracha, when I was holding this, I thought it was wine. I thought it was the ayin emra. And it's as if I finished with wine. As if I finished. This is Gemara coming. There's not any reason. Rashi, v'avi kumash ha'siyam yayin, it's as if you finish with wine. An amazing thing, that the thought process in the beginning of the bracha is so important that the Gemara had a tzad, which the Gemara doesn't resolve. It's going to be more important than the actual ending of the bracha, even though I ended it right. Shachal Nivadvari. But since in the mindset in the beginning, I thought, but I thought it's not going to be, okay? Comes along the Rif. The Rif says, listen, the Gemara doesn't resolve the Shaila, if it's good or not good. We're going to be lenient. However, Viri Hayoimer Lachomra. The Ri said it, we have to be Machmer. The circle of our Pamachar, so you have to make another bracha. Unbelievable. Now, we know the famous rule. What's the famous rule when it comes to brachas, the suffix? Suffix brachal hakam. What are you talking about over here? Suffix brachal hakam. What in the world is this whole question? If you have a suffix, if you make a bracha, unless it's maybe brachas atayra, stairaisa, but stamas a suffix brachas, we're makel. Brachas amazin, maybe not. You have a suffix, a bracha, we're makel. So what's this shail over here? So come, we have the Rif saying to be Mekel, and the Ri says to be Machmer. What's the pshat? So let's take a look at the right of the Gemara, the Gilui Nashas. Who's the Gilui Nashas? Right over here, on the right of Rashi. Who's the Gilui Nashas? Anybody knows? Rabbi Gilian? No. It's actually Rabbi Kiva Eger. And Rabbi Kiva Eger says a phenomenal idea. Zakrokiv Eger Gilian Ashas. Yeah, you see where he says Taisu Dibra Maskaloi Lachumra. Taisu Eger says Vlay Shayachalemer Safik Brachas Lakul. You can't say Safik Brachas. Why not? Says Rokiv Eger, the Gvar Kosov Harasha. You know the Rasha is the Marsha. Bibsachim Kofbeis, Bipirish Rashbam, Dibra Maskal Dechakai, Vlay Shayachain Elo, Bibirchas Hamitzvis, Tabrachas Enema Akvis. He says a wild idea. Is it usher to shake a lulav before I make a bracha? No. You're supposed to make a bracha before you shake a lulav. Is it usher to shake a lulav before? No, it's not usher. Is it usher to blow shofar without making a bracha?
No.
No. It's you're supposed to make a bracha. It's not usher to blow. This is what you're supposed to do. That's called when you to brichas ha-mitzvahs. A bracha before you do a mitzvah.
Wow.
However, says Rav Eger, I will brichas ha-nenin, a bracha of pleasure. Brichas ha-nenin. So you want to drink some Dr. Brown soda. Terrible.
I like that.
Terrible. Orange, just terrible.
Cherry.
So bad. It's a root beer. It's just terrible.
Black cherry.
Smock.
Black disgusting. Cherry. It's a toothpaste. Black. Liquid toothpaste.
Black cherry. Excellent.
I understand, man. Get it. It's like Fanta orange. All these. Buy a Fanta orange. I don't get these people. I don't get it. What is people? Just terrible. Anyway, so comes along the Marsha, and Marsha says, when you have a Birchas Hananen means a bracha for pleasure. A bracha for pleasure, it's usher to eat without making a bracha. It's usher to take pleasure from this world without making a blessing. You're going to ask me, really? So why don't I make a blessing on this and that, on other things that are not food? It's a great question. But a Birchas Hananen, a bracha on pleasure, not a bracha before you do a mitzvah, a bracha on food. Says the Marsha, this that we say a suffix brachas, we could be lenient, is by a brachas on mitzvah, not a brachas on nenin. Why? Our brachas on mitzvah, and then also lech boy bracha. Boy have a can, chashash bracha vatol. Dem lo yivarach, yeh also lech lishtus. So he's saying like this. When do we say a suffix brachas that we're going to be makel? I'm just saying, he's giving up shot. We don't pass him like this. But when we say, when you have a suffix bracha, you can be makel. When, okay, so what's the worst thing? I didn't make a bracha? Okay, so I didn't make a bracha. So I shake the lulav anyway. But if it's a birchas hananin, if I don't make the bracha, no, what I mean, am I violating? I'm violating an iser to eat before a bracha. It's geneva. As I said, shaking the lulav without a bracha, you didn't do an avera, you just didn't do the mitzvah on making the bracha. I didn't do an avera of shaking the lulav. But when it comes to drinking schnapps, or anything else without a bracha, it's usher. So therefore, a suffix brachas, I might not make a bracha, but I'm still going to be perhaps doing an isser. Therefore, that's why the reheld, if somebody has a suffix, if they did, again, there's two types of suffix brachas. A suffix, if I made a bracha or not. Let's say, I don't know if I made a shackle on this or not. I don't know. Or a suffix, if I'm supposed to make a shackle on this or not. What's the difference? One is a suffix if I did, and one is a suffix in, well, what are the Gemara Paskin? Do I make a bracha? Do I not make a bracha on this scenario? So in the case of the Gemara over here, with the case of, again, holding a cup of beer, you thought it was wine. You said, I had in mind bracha to Hashem. You thought it was wine. Do we go after the main bracha, that's Hagafen? Or do we not? We don't know. That's also a suffix if I, who I should Paskin like. Says the Ri, well, when it comes to a suffix bracha sanenin, when it comes to a bracha of pleasure, there you have to be machmer. That's the shot of the Ri. The Rif didn't all like that, but the Ri held like that. Okay, beautiful.
So the Gilui Nashas is explaining the Ri.
The Gilui Nashas is giving an explanation. Why in the world would we not say Savit bracha Sahakul? Okay. Now, comes along the Rabbeinu Chananel and says, what are you were saying about Teichet Deidiva? Now comes a little bit. Till now, we were not talking about the fact that you actually said, I mean, Shaklin Bithara. We're not talking about that. Come along, Taisus. It says, Rabbeinu Chanan. Rabbeinu Chanan said, if you knew for sure that he made a mistake, he said, by a Priya Eitz instead of by a Priya Gafin. So remember, we were talking about, you made a by Priya Eitz on wine instead of agafen. The betoich de dibor yachlach zabar. When you toich de dibor, you could go back. What toich de dibor means? Within 2 or 3 seconds, you could go back. So you said, what do you say? By a Priya Eitz, you could say by a Priya Gafin. Then you actually said the wrong thing. You're able to go back. You fixed it. V'chein b'yontif. You know, the Chazan and Shul says, Baruch Adonai Shalom, Mekadesh Yisrael, Mekadesh Yisrael, Mekadesh Hashab, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'azmanin. You said the wrong ending. So, V'chein b'yontif, b'chassim, at the end shall yontif, and Tabe, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'azmanin, V'amro Kadesh Shabbos. If somebody by mistake, instead of saying Mekadesh Yisrael, V'azmanin, he said Mekadesh Shabbos, V'chazer b'tech de dibur, then he retracted b'tech de dibur, Yotza. He's going to be Yotza. He's going to be Yotza. So you said Baruch Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos, you hit yourself on the head. You say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. There I could change. Right, same type of thing. L'chayr, the same type of thing should be. Baruch Hashem Hakalkash Hamel Hakadosh. Why? But here he adds in something very important. He says, Rabbeinu Chananel says, Achrei Shehu Yodeh Shehu Yotzeh, because he knows it's Yontif. Now, this is something important. He knows it's Yontif. He knows it's Yontif. What does that mean, he knows it's Yontif? Let's say the guy doesn't know it's Yontif. He totally spazzed. He has no clue. Let's say the guy doesn't know it's Yontif. The guy said, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Something like a Yontif. He's like, oh, I totally forgot. Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman. Is he able to change? Over here he says, the reason why you're able to change, you know it's Yontif, you just tripped on your words. Tripped on your words, you could go ahead and change it. When you're making a bracha on a ha'etz instead of a bar pir gafen, you know you're supposed to say bar pir gafen, you just were distracted. That's what seems what he's saying. Now, I have a question for everybody. Let's say you actually didn't know that wine was supposed to be bar pir gafen. You thought it was bar pir ha'etz. You just didn't know. You're just amaretz. You just don't know. You don't know your brachas. Okay? I'm not going to put you on the spot, Zavol, but I'm going to put...
That's me, by the way.
That's you.
I like to say shahakal for everything.
Shahakal for everything. Let me tell you something. I ask, most people don't know. If I ask them, what bracha do you make on avocado?
Adama.
You say...
It's a tree.
What about Adama? I ate avocado. Most people think avocado is not a fruit because it's not a fruit. It goes in salad with your tomatoes.
Yeah,
but avocados... is ha'etz. Yeah.
Does the bracha be with
them? For a year, I don't want to tell you what I thought. There were brachas I thought. Seeds. What bracha are seeds?
Hadama.
For years, I have no idea. I thought they were ha'etz. No idea. Yeah, you could be yoitz any ha'etz with hadama, but not the other way around. So a guy who doesn't know. Then somebody's like, hello. Baruch Hashem Kimachon, Bayer Priya Eitz. The guy's like, if you didn't know in the beginning, it seems according to Tosfos you can't change. It seems. We'll see maybe in Halacha Maisa, we're going to get there. May take a couple of weeks, the Halacha Maisa, but it seems like the only time you could change is if you actually knew what you're supposed to say, but you just messed up on your words. By the way, brachas are easy if you just know the classifications of it. If you go like very... it's not going to sound right, but I'm just going to say it anyway. If you go very ladyish, when I say ladyish, you don't know the principles of the thing. You just know law, steps. So then you'll have to remember 1,000 different foods. But if you knew, okay, all fruits that grow from the tree are one classification, and all things that grow from the ground or all things that aren't from the ground are a different classification, then it's much easier. Like, okay, what? Tomato, okay. Tomato is a vegetable. Okay, so you know what? Banana is an herb, but it's not an herb. It's a banana. Banana is the largest herb. It's Adama. Although bananas are banana trees, take a look at the trees.
All exceptions are those rules.
Right. Okay. Fine. Okay. All berries. Okay. Look at it. Look. The scientists call it an herb. Look better in the Shmugel. Look, you'll see. So you're saying, you eat just bread and water. That's it.
I can't.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, he would say on specific brachas, on specific things, like Barimine Dasha'im, you're lucky. You're getting away with pretty good. Okay? Okay, so now... According to Tosfos, you're able to change Tosfos. Tosfos gives two examples. Fruit. I'm holding wine. Because you knew it was Yontif. And I asked the Olam, if let's say you didn't know it was Yontif, you didn't know, and you changed, or let's say you didn't know it was Rosh Chodesh, and you changed, or let's say you didn't know it was Atharis Mei Tshuva, Baruch Hashem HaKal Kodesh, and somebody's like, it's a mouth, you're like, oh, I totally forgot. So it seems like, according to Tosfos, maybe you won't be able to change, and we're going to have to know why.
What if,
go ahead. That's a big problem. So if you mention Shabbos within the thing, so I think you could be Mekel. If you mention Shabbos inside somewhere in the what's it called, in within the Shemoneh Esrei, I think b'di'evad you could get away with it. Now, Stambly, let's ask a question that all of you should ask on this Gemara. And this is what Tosfos is asking. Rav Yaakov from Kinoin. I don't know where Kinoin was. Picture Rav Yaakov from Kinoin. My comment boy, Lee, for Vali Mrs. Entrichos Kavano. Hold on, Marshall. What are you talking about? Do Mrs. need Kavano? Makloikis. Talk Rav Yaakov from Kinoin. I was worried about you, Bruce. I'm just, what? You'll teach us all about it. Rabbi Yaakov Makinan, what is this whole Gemara talking about? You have to have kavana while you're making the bracha, that you're making priya gafen. That's what the Gemara is saying. Mitzvahs don't need kavana. By the way, it's machlaikis, but Rabbi Yaakov Makinan is going that mitzvahs don't need kavana. Like, what type of business is this? The whole question doesn't make any sense. You don't need kavana by mitzvahs, according to Rabbi Yaakov Makinan. So therefore, you had the kavana of agafen, who cares? You don't have to have kavana. Did you say shakal nibidvari on your thing yet? The fact that you thought it's agafen, your kavana, who cares? That's Rabbi Yaakov Makina's question. And for Yaakov Makina, says the Ri, and we'll say the most simple way of understanding it, is when you don't have kavan at all, it's much worse than having the wrong kavan. Let's say you're outside of shul, you weren't planning on doing tkiyas. Okay? Guy wasn't planning on hearing tkiyas. I remember I was speaking to a friend of mine. He went there to shul. I'm like, you know, how was that? He's like, I don't go to shul. Shul wasn't for me. He got into that mood. Fine, he didn't go to shul. But let's say it was Shofar. He decided, guys, I'm not going to shul. I'm not going to shul. He's lying in his bed. He's chilling in his bed. He hears tkiyas. He's yaitzu. Even though he didn't have kavanah to be yaitzu tkiyas. Why? Because mitzvahs don't need kavanah. Says the Ri, but you're right. It doesn't need kavanah. But when you have kavanah for something else, it's worse. Mitzvahs don't need kavanah as long as you didn't have kavanah for anything. Your mind was blank. But over here, when I'm having a, we'll call it, although he doesn't say these words, a hepech kavana, an opposite kavana, I'm having a mind wine, so it's not that I'm not having kavana for shakal. I'm having an opposite kavana that could be worse. That's what he's saying. That's what we're talking about. That is what we're talking about. Yeah. Be that way. According to this, in this question, yeah. So you're having kavanah for the wrong thing, we'll mess it up by brachas. I know he's your cousin, but it's coming from a good place. Okay. Comes along the Ramban and he says, Rashi, you did such a great job, but you're all wrong. I've never ever seen him write so strongly against the way Rashi learned the sugya. He basically says, Rashi, the wording you have, the way you learned was beautiful according to what you had, but your text is all messed up. Your text is wrong. You learned the entire Gemara from beginning to end wrong. No, so now, we have over here the riff. The riff is just what Tosfos brought down from the riff. it just give a quick glance at the second column of the Rif, where the second column it says Vol if shita for kul avdinan vloy madrinale the suffic brach lakula. Okay, you don't go back because suffic brach lakula again. You had a mind bar pia gafe and then you change shakal. You don't have to go back because it's the suffic brachas. Why did the suffic brachas? Because it's a suffic who we passing like because the Gemara never resolved it. That's also called the suffic brachas. Okay. Comes along the Mohammed, listen to these words. Omar HaKosev, the writer wrote, Void Rabbeinu Shlomo, the honor of Rabbeinu Shlomo. Who's Rabbeinu Shlomo? Rashi. Yehi Munach B'mkayme, should be placed in this place. Your honor is over there. You know, the Rebbe who comes in to the to the glasses store and he wants everybody to give him covet. And Yeshua will give you covet. In the glasses store, you're just like everybody else. You're going to wait in a line. You're not going in front of anybody else. You understand? Your covet is wonderful. Shedvarv toivim lufi svarav. Rashi's words are great according to his books. El shesvarav mishubashim. Garmu loy loy maklein. But mistaken text made him say what he said. Avin b'chol nuschi agoinim diyoz. Did not in any nusach from any of the Ga'inim. Ga'inim are the ones before the Rishonim. I daita el b'dechamra b'dechimcha. Avim b'chol nuschi ha-ga'inim adaita el b'dechamra b'dechimcha. It's nothing to do with mindset, rather with wine or beer. Ve'in advarm noichin shalemetzina psul b'machshav v'luzo. Meaning, we don't have a psul of machshav. What all of you were thinking, who cares that he thought about something? No such thing. You don't passel a bracha with a machshav. The whole Rashi is wrong. He had this whole thing wrong. It's not the way that you learn the Gemara. And he's going to tell you how to learn the Gemara. You think the whole Gemara Rashi got wrong. You don't disqualify a bracha because you know not a havamina to say you go by the main part of the bracha because your machshav is wrong. What are you talking about? She said, oh, you want to know how to read it? V'chachi hatzor shal Shmuel. This is the proper way to read it. Pshita. Hecha de nakakiza de chamri biyadei because of the shikrahu. Ubarach barach. Ubarach. Barach ha'atah shakal nibidvarei by priyagafi. Oh, this is what happened. He actually said shakal nibidvarei. And then he said by priyagafi. Not that he thought shakal nibidvarei. He said shakal nibidvarei. So I'm holding wine. I say barach ha'atah shakal nibidvarei. Shakal nibidvarei by priyagafi. Not I thought shakal nibidvarei. I said shakal nibidvarei. And then I changed it by a priyagafen. That's fine. Lufi shergish miyashikai shal yayin hu yotza. Because I thought right away it's a cup of wine, I'm yotza. Bein din ezel basar psicha, whether I go after the beginning. Bein basar psima, whether I go after the end. Why should I feel sad with the shikra, I'm yotza. Even if I ended up shakal nibidvarei, I'm going to be yotza. As Zavul said, you could say anything shakal nibidvarei, and you're going to be yotza. What's the other case? Inami, nakir kisa de shakra biyodei, upasak ubarak bar priyagafen. I had a cup of beer, the famous question. I started with, and what did I say? Baruch Atah Hashem Alkeinu Malchei Olam, Bayir Priya Gofen, Shachal Nibidvarei. So there, I actually said the wrong bracha in the beginning. I said Bayir Priya Gofen on this schnapps. And then I said Shachal Nibidvarei, Shachal Nibidvarei Yotza. Why? As Arya, you were saying, Sherei Chazir Bayi Miyad Techidei Dibur, V'Sai Bar Chazir Karoi. I fixed it. The fact that I added on a blessing, I said, does Hashem create grapes? Does Hashem create vines? Yeah. So I'm going to mess it up. That's also fine. So what is the Gemara does have a Shiloh. The Gemara is left off with a Shiloh. So that means this whole Rashi is wrong. That means even in the case where I messed up, where I actually said, Baruch Atah Hashem Alkeinu Malchei Olam, I actually said, I didn't just think by a priyagafen, I said by a priyagafen, and then I switched to shakal nibidvarei. Who cares? Mindset doesn't change. Even if I said by a priyagafen, I switched to techidei dibur, that's not what the Gemara Shiloh was. What was the Gemara Shiloh? The Gemara Shiloh was, elapasach akasa de shechra. I said, baruch atah Hashem Alkeinu Malchei Olam, shakal nibidvarei. Shakal nibidvarei. And then, I'm like, wait, that's a mistake. It's supposed to be Bar Priyagafen. Meaning, I made a mistake. What was my mistake? I said Shakal Nibidvarei correctly, and then I changed it incorrectly to Bar Priyagafen. I thought, whatever, schnapps is Bar Priyagafen. I don't know, I had it in my head. could go and show Shackle and he was very Briag often on the shackle. Oh, that's the question of the Gemara. Do we go after the Iker Bracha? What's the Iker Bracha at the beginning? Not what I actually said. We're not talking about thought. Thought doesn't disqualify. My boss, Iker Bracha Azlin and Viyata, Shkvar Hishl Brachazi Kahalacha. When I said Bracha Hashem Kahalacha, Shackle Vidavari, did I finish? Yes or no? I did. The fact that I said something extra afterwards because I thought I was wrong, does that ruin it? No. Did I end off right? Yes. Yes. Chazar b'tos. I went back by mistake. Shechad v'sam shleik roi. Play have a chazar l'paslo.
Say either one.
That's a shayla of the Gemara. A totally different shayla. Does going back by mistake, doing the wrong thing? Let's wish the shayla. Let's give another question. A guy's holding. What tonight? What did I say tonight? 24. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say I start wrong. Of Hayayim, Esrev Arba Yom Shame. What is it? Shloisha Shavuos v'Shloisha Yom Laima. Hayayim Esrim v'Shnayim Yom. I change it to the wrong thing. Basically, I started off right, but I said wrong afterwards. So, could Toich the Dibur mess me up? We had this Shiloh once. We had this year. Yeah, we had this. But here's we're saying a different vart. Well, there's a vart that we have to say. We're going to totally transform the whole idea. But this is a shayla. Could Deibur mess you up or not? I'll tell you where we have. We're going to bring in Rav Moshe.
What's your final kavanah at the end of the day when you said it? What was your
so over here? What do we say? That's the Gemara shayla. That is what the Gemara shayla. The Gemara shayla. Okay, that's what the Gemara is. So let's. We have over here 9 relevant pages. 6 of them that are super relevant. We got through almost the first one. We're just going to end it with the Mordechai. The Mordechai actually says our Shiloh about Sfira Sa'imer. He brings down the whole sugya that we had. And the Mordechai in the first column by the underline, Mekan Diktik Rabbeinu Avia Ezri. You know the Avi Ezri was? Who knows what Avi Ezri? Who's Avi Ezri? Well, there's a sefer called Avi Ezri on the Rambam. Who's that? Rav Shach. But that's not in the Mordechai. Mordechai the Rishon. So no, not this one. Sefer Avi Rabbeinu Avi Ezri that Hecha de Koy Behe Yaman. He says, let's say somebody's in the fifth day of the Omer, and he thought it was the fourth, or the other way around. The other way around, Lo Yotzo. You're not going to be yotze either way. You thought it was the fifth. It was the fifth day. You thought it was the fourth. Patuk baruch adaita darba v'sayim v'dehei. You started off with the mindset that it's four, and you ended up five. Inami lehepech, or the other way around. La yotze. Hoyel v'leiv shita asilina lechumra. V'chazar u'mevarach v'sayfer kolchase. He has to make the bracha again.
Said the bracha before, right? And after you said the bracha, so you said, oh, it's going to be five.
Yeah, that's what he says. Now, it doesn't say exactly how he learned. Did he learn like Rashi or he learned like the Ramban? He doesn't say. He says he thought it was, like Zavol, what you're saying is very precise. He thought it was four and he made a bracha adaita darba. Now, what does adaita darba mean? Like Rashi or like the way the Ramban said that he actually said four? It doesn't say. Did he think four? He said four. And then he v'sayim behei, he ended up with five. It doesn't say that or the other way around, lo yata, he's not going to be yaitza. Why? Because we go l'chumra. And v'chayzer u'mevarach v'sayfer kolchase. Now you could say, why should I make another bracha? So I messed up with the bracha, who cares? We see over here that if you mess up with the actual sphira, the bracha itself is considered messed up. You have to know why, who cares? I'm still saying a bracha. We see over here that during the bracha, if you don't have the proper day in mind, seemingly, it's going to mess up your sphere.
Can you make the bracha?
Wait, 1 second. We're not getting la'alacha l'maisa. Yes, but yeah, but l'chatchila, before you make the bracha, I always look, before I make the bracha, I'm like, wait, what am I making the bracha on? I used to not do that.
Until... I mean, most people, like, you know, like, we wait for
mistake.
To say it. to say and make sure that it's the right day.
Right.
Assume that he's Rav, you know, he's going to say it the right way.
Yeah. Right.
So what I'm saying is if I made the bracha on my own first, without having any day in mind, because I figured that I wanted
to. So you're Yaitzah b'dieved, but according to him, you're Yaitza, but l'chatchila, you should know when you make the bracha what the proper day is. Now he says, what's the reason? He ends off with an explanation. He says the reason is because Sfir Sa'imer is Dairaisa. Now we don't pass them l'maisa. Rav Rishayim don't say Sfir Sa'imer is Dairaisa. The Rambam says so. It's true, but the Bir Alacha brings down the most Rishayim say it's not. So he says since it's a question on Dairaisa, you have to go back. Okay? And by the way, the Rav Yah brings down your Shiloh, the last three lines of this Mordechai, right after the underline of Oikot Rav Yah, Shem, Eni Yedei Cheshben Yamim, Vataiti Levar Chul Osayim, Kamoi Sheyishma Min HaKol Min Chaveroi. I'm going to do it the way everybody else is doing it. Vataiti Lachi Pasach Vashah B'Sim Ash Yishma Min V'Chein Tzayim Gam Ho'Akrein, Kaigav Nafuk T'Psich V'Sim Eka. You're going to be Yotze. You are going to be Yotze. But when I do it with the wrong Kavana, that messes everything up. Okay, so let's review what we have here, and then we'll Mirta Shem will continue next week. We have the Rashi's way of learning the Sugya. We have the Ramban's way of learning the Sugya. Let's see how they learn the Sugya, because it makes a big difference. According to Rashi, I thought Baruch Hashem Al Kenim Al Chelam, Bayer Priya Gafin, right? That Bayer Priya Gafin in my head. And then I say Shakal Ne Bedvarai. According to Rashi, that's what the Gemara Shaila is. And according to the Ri, you have to be Machmer. Right? So if we pause like the Rebbe, we have to be Machmer. According to the Ramban, that wasn't even the Shiloh of the Gemara. The Shiloh of the Gemara was, I said, Baruch Hashem, Kinem Al Chaylam, Shachal Nibad Vari Priya Gafen, does Teich Dei Dibur mess me off or not? That's where the Shiloh was. And where did the Shiloh come in effect that were Machmer for sure was by, according to the Mordechai, by Svira, for sure because of the Eraisa. Now we're going to have to get into the whole way Teichu Dei Dibur works. What is the whole way that I go back on? We'll end off with a Chakira, Stamazai, to think about the way, how does Teichu Dei Dibur work? Let's present the Chakira. The Teichu Dei Dibur work means that I'm erasing what I'm saying before. That I'm erasing what I'm saying before, or I'm never erasing what I'm saying before. I just have the ability to add on what I'm saying before, and we go by after the second thing. Then that I'm actually like, knocking out what I'm saying before. It's a knockout on the thing before. Well, no, you're never knocking out. You can't take away the words that you said. You can't take away the mistaken words that you said. It's just we don't go after the first words, you go after the second words. It's a subtle difference, but it's going to make perhaps major lack of ramifications. Is it a part that I'm knocking out what God said? I have a chance to be able to fix, the Chacham say, I have a chance to be able to fix up what I said before. And what I said before is null and void. It never happened. Or totally did happen. I totally said what I said. But I don't have to go back after the first thing I said. I have the ability, after a couple seconds, to go after the second thing I said. That's the Shaila that I'm presenting to the Ayla. Mirth Hashem, next week we're going to go after the Gemara and the Dharm, what's it called? The Shia sponsored anonymously in loving memory of a dear friend, Chaim Malka Pedawur, Chaim Malka Bas from Nachum's feet, Allah Hashem, Rochay Mekash Emer at the Kash Baruchu, the Zaki says Yisrael, Fikr Shabu Tarbisvais, Nemar the Nechavis Matsu Greg, Del Tayre Viadir.